Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for the Elysium service pack.
Good morning, Houston. The station is with you on 2 for Elysium.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. We got a few cats and dogs for awareness and a couple of messages to pass along. First off, we understand that Sergey M is having some problems with SSC2. Same for Sergey K on SSC1. Can you please pass along a message for them to be hands-off while we troubleshoot, and then we'll call or leave a sticky note on the SSC when we're complete?
Copy all. After we get off this call, I'll fly down and let them know.
Okay, great. Thank you. Another one to check, SSC4 in the lab. Can you verify that the lid is open?
Affirm. The lid is open. It is showing a blue screen with the mouse cursor and nothing else.
Okay, we copy. We'll think about that. And then finally, just for your awareness, we're a little bit behind on the general use SSCs. We're going to work on the upgrades for 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, and 12. So that crew constraint band that was expiring here soon, we're going to have to extend that through the remainder of your wait period. How copy?
Copy that. 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, and 12 we'll stay hands-off of. We had noticed on some of those there was a go-for-use message. I assume that that is overridden and we shouldn't touch any of those, any of the common ones.
Yeah, we can get to the list of the common ones that are done in just a moment. So there may be some that are actually already complete.
Okay, copy all. Yeah, I think 6, 7, and 11 are probably our most commonly used common ones, so we'll make sure to just stay off of those and use our personal ones until we hear otherwise.
Okay, that sounds great. We'll check in a couple hours to give you an update on how things are going, but appreciate you passing along the message to the Sergeys so that we can get their computers running again soon.
Absolutely. I will hop down and let them know, and thank you guys for all the hard work on this. It seems like things in general have been going, knock on wood, nicely, and so we really appreciate everybody putting in all the effort for this.
All right. Appreciate the kind words. Thanks again.
Okay. Talk to you later. Houston, station on 2 for Elysium.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, I just chatted with Sergey K, and he mentioned that it's his laptop actually seems to be working fine, but it's Andrei and Sergey M's laptops that are the problematic ones at the moment. So I did let them know to be hands-off while you guys are working on them.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Specifically for Sergey K, I should have been more clear. It was just his email that we understand is not working. But aside from that, his laptop should be in good shape. So we're just going on SSC1 to troubleshoot email.
Okay, copy. Yeah, he seems to he said that his email seems to be working fine as well. So I think they are going to be hands off their laptops. But I think if it seems like everything might be nominal for him.
Okay, that's good data. Thanks for that. So we may spend less time on his than we needed to. And then just as a follow-up, SSC4, we think that blue screen you reported is likely the expected graphics for the new operating system. So we think that that one's in a good config. So thanks.
Okay, copy. Yeah, it's like a blank blue desktop. The mouse cursor is alive, but there's no icons or anything on it. So cool. We'll leave that as is. And he said one more thing for you, just an update from the cosmonauts on an issue accessing a website from their iPads.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I mentioned this, Fabi, but there was one of the messaging services that they use that seemed to wasn't working for Sergey Kucherov. And they realized that actually if the folks had the website already open, it still works for them, but any new connections give basically like a website not found, kind of DNS error type thing, and then if they try to go directly to like the IP address of it, it says it's restricted. So I'm wondering if something may have changed with that, but it's sort of the app or the website that they use mostly for like communicating back home. So I just wanted to pass that on that would be a high priority thing for them if there's any way to look into that. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I copy that. I was made aware of the specific service, so we will look into that and follow up with you. But appreciate you giving us a call on the Space Grounds to alert us to the issue.
Absolutely, sure thing.
Go ahead, on two.
Yeah, just wanted to double check. I know that Pluto's still hard at work, but I don't think SFC-17 was on the list at all. Am I go to downlink some files onto that SFC?
Hey, Jessica, give us 1 minute to talk it over, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, it's no rush. It's just recorded greetings for downlink. I mean, I can just wait and do it tomorrow as well. But, yeah, just checking, because it does say go for use, but I know that we saw that message from Pluto go for use earlier, and then there were still stuff being done, so we just wanted to make sure we do.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and SSCs.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got a little bit more information. So if you put them on the D as in Delta drive on SSC-17, we have access to that, and we can get the images down. In your opinion, is this something that we should try to prioritize today, or is this something that could wait until tomorrow to downlink?
They're recorded greetings for Dylan Mathis, and I'm sure it can wait until tomorrow.
Okay, we copy that. Thanks. And we'll take a look for them on the D drive. D is in Delta on SSC-17 when we get Occam's back to a nominal state. Thanks.
Okay, sounds good. And we had, before we had that list of hands off again, we did downlink. We did put some photos on some of the other SFCs, but I'm assuming since their D drive, we think, wasn't being touched, it shouldn't matter when those were put on, and they'll just eventually get downlinked, and they'll still be on the D drive for us up here, correct?
Yeah, that's a firm, Jessica. And we are going to get you some words about what we meant by go for ops, because it sounds like we're a little bit out of sync with what you guys were thinking. Stand by one. Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and go for ops notes.
Go.
For ops. The discrepancy, I think, between what you guys are thinking and what we meant is when the SSC has a note that says go for ops, that allows you to transfer data onto it or use the SSC as you nominally would. The only qualifier is we have open work to connect that particular SSC to the rest of the network. There's some domain connections that have to get reestablished. So from a user perspective and transferring data, it's back to normal for you. But we need to restore and rebuild the entire network once we get the domains set up.
Okay, that is what we thought this morning, but during Orbit 1, we had several of the SFCs, like, for example, 11 and 6 and 7, that had the Pluto go for use notes, but then we had a call-up that said, please go hands-off of 6, 7, and 11, so we thought that meant hands-off completely. That's why I was calling.
Helpful. Again, we'll follow up with you when all the network connections on those SSCs that got restored.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
Station Houston on Spacer Ground 2 for an update on Elysium.
Station, go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to give you a few updates based on the work we've been doing the past few hours. First and foremost, the SSCs that we asked you to be hands-off, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, and 12, they are all go for use, and we mean it this time.
6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, copy, you mean it.
Good read. And then with respect to Sergey M's personal SSC, I had spoken with Chris earlier about this one. We tried to get the email work, or we tried to get his SSC configured properly, but it's going to be a little bit more of an invasive fix required. So we are making preparations to configure SSC 26, which is the Central Post SSC. We're going to configure that to be his personal SSC. We're working on getting the email configured right now, and we'll let you know when to relay the message to him that SSC 26 is going to become his personal one. We'll give Sergey time to move over all of his personal data before we go and reload SSC 2. How copy?
Company, you're going to have to do quite a bit more work on 2 to make it a functional teacher, so he's going to use 26, and you guys are still working on that, and he'll have time to transfer gear or data. Is there a backfill plan for the Central Post FSC?
Yeah, the plan will be to reload SSC2 and move it over to the Central Post. The requirement is we have 2 functional SSCs in the Russian segment, and we have 5 or 4 now with the problems with 2. So we still meet the requirements, and we're going to get that all configured, and we should have it all squared away by the end of the week. Station Houston on 2, count check.
We got you loud and clear. Maybe I missed the last question. I understand it's going to take you the rest of the week to sort out SSC2. You think he's going to swap on the 26 today or tomorrow or sometime later this week? What's that estimated timeline?
We expect his email to be configured here probably by crew sleep this evening, and then we'll ask Sergey to spend a little bit of time to transfer over the data to 26. We probably can give him two or three days to transfer the data before we reload SSC2. And to be clear, I think your original question was, what's the plan for SSC2? It is perfectly fine and serviceable as the Central Post SSC. We just can't update anything on it right now.
Okay, please copy all that.
Okay, great. And then just one final word. We're going to step into reconnecting SSCs 17 through 27 to the network, and that's 17 through 27 except for 21 and 23, which are already complete.
Okay, copy. In the last bit, you're going to connect the SSC 17 to 27 through the network. Sounds great.
Okay, very good. We'll talk to you. Hopefully, we'll have an update later in the shift before crew sleep to let you know that we got those complete. But enjoy the rest of your day.
So, appreciate all the hard work you guys are doing. Great stuff down there. Thanks.
And Station Sophia 2 for updates downlinks.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that I did one video that is in the task list for me, and Isa had requested this as a kind of an urgent thing, so I downlinked the video. It's a one for PAO, and it was downlinked from SSC number 6, so that they can have it, and I think they won't have to have this at the beginning of the week, so just wanted to give you a heads up. It's on SSC number 6.
We copy SSC 6 for an ESA PAO video. We will work to get that one downlinked. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for an Elysium update.
Houston Station, we're on 2. Listen.
All right, good evening. I've got a few updates for you guys just for your tracking. First and foremost, we're going to have a Orbit 3 team work during your crew sleep period to tie up some of the loose ends associated with Elysium. The most near-term thing we're going to work on is finishing configuring the SSCs. There are 6 that still have open work that we're proceeding with completing SSCs 17, 20, 22, 24, 27, and 26. We still have open work on those 6.
17, 20, 22, 24, 27, and 26.
That's a good read. And for 26, that's the one that we're working on the email for Sergey. We expect to have that completed in the next 2 hours before crew sleep, but the Plutos will leave a note, a sticky note on that SSC when Sergey can see his email and start transferring over his personal files.
And we'll pass that along, so wait for a sticky note, and at that point he can just he can move that laptop from its position at the Central Post, kind of swap it with SSC2, and then start his data transfer.
That is correct. You have a good read on that one. Moving forward with more status, the team on the ground has not been able to get the backup process working, so the SSCs are not currently backing up data between the Prime and the Ultra Bay hard drives. So if you have something really important on an SSC we recommend storing a second copy either at the in the crew share or creating a second local copy somewhere else.
Okay. SSDs are not backing up, so anything that's really important we'll put on crew share or a second local copy. Everything prior to this weekend is obviously backed up, so you're just talking about stuff that's new.
Yeah, that's a good read. Good read back. Thank you. And then finally, with respect to the crew webpage, that one's going to take a few days to get everything synced up. We will be working that one hard in the near term. We'll give you a call either in DPC or in the daily summary when we think everything is synced up, but we'll be looking for your feedback to let us know what, if anything, we might have missed.
Yep, a couple days for the crew web pages, and we'll provide feedback on what's not sticking as we go forward.
And then the last item is with respect to your timeline for tomorrow. We're still working to uplink tomorrow's plan, but for your awareness, there are no crew changes to what was uplinked before the weekend.
Okay, copy. The plan for tomorrow on the crew timelines are correct. You may have some changes on other lines, but the crew lines are good.
That's a good readback, and that's all I have for you guys. Do you have any questions before we hang up and say goodnight?
No questions from up here. Just as always, thanks to the team for working hard and adapting to a challenging problem. Appreciate it.
I'm sure the team appreciates that. Thanks for your patience, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Good night.